Well, the sun may blast us during the summer, but I am not complaining because it also provides energy. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So if you look behind me, by the way, I hope you don't get seasick during this video. It's a little windy today. If you look behind me, these are some new solar panels that we have just had installed next to our house here at the farm. And we're kind of excited about them. We have gone solar for our house. And these things provide all the energy that we need for our home, and we're kind of excited about it. But I'm going to tell you, you know, I've never been a guy that complains about the heat during the summer, ever. Now, I will whine and bellyache all winter long about the cold. I mean, I stay cold. But I just don't complain about the heat. I love the heat. I can sweat with the best of them. But, man, I freeze all winter long. I'll freeze until it gets just scalding hot during the summer. I love the heat. But that same sun that just bakes us during the summer can also provide us with energy. And I mean, we've been reminded of that as we've gone through this process of getting these solar panels installed for our house, that sun that we have to, you know, cool our house from during the summer and run that air conditioner to keep us cooled. And I'll run an air conditioner in the tractor, you know, because I'm spoiled and soft and all that stuff. That same sun that just beats down on us during the summer is the sun that's powering that air conditioner to cool us off during the summer as well at our house. It reminds me of something that Paul kind of showed us that was demonstrated in Acts chapter 19 when he was preaching in Ephesus. And the Bible would say that while he was there, that he was preaching the gospel, and that there were some people that were so convicted. I mean, they came under such conviction of the Holy Spirit because of the gospel that, man, they gave up their practices of magic and sorcery and all that stuff. Man, they were burning their books and stuff for all that in the streets, and they were walking away from all that darkness to follow Jesus. But then the Bible also says in Acts 19 that same preaching, that same truth that Paul was preaching, was hardening some people. It was causing some people to become angry and turn away. Let me read you something that Vance Havner once said. He said, "Let it never be forgotten that although we may do nothing about the word we hear, the word will do something to us. The same sun that melts ice hardens clay, and the word of God humbles or hardens the human heart." Vance Havner was right about that, wasn't he? That we may do nothing with the word of God when it's preached to us, but it'll definitely do something to us. It'll either soften or harden. But it'll do something. Hey, can I remind you today that God is faithful and that He's promised us that His word will never return to Him void when it's preached? May I challenge you that when you hear the word of God, when God gives you the opportunity to hear His word, that you would respond with a soft heart and that you'd respond with a yes to what He says to you. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. So until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. I pray you have a great week. Do us a favor, hit the share button in the bottom of this video. Help us to get the word out about Tailgate Talks, but more importantly about the ministry of Life Word that is sharing the gospel of Jesus around the world with those who may not have even heard His name yet. Thank you so much for joining us today again, and I pray you have a great, great week. God bless.